KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 76 degrees at 7:07. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a slight chance for isolated showers, a high around 92. Deputies in Audubon County arrested an Atlantic man Tuesday night on weapons charges. 17-year-old Jacob Quentin Dvorak was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. on charges that include intimidation with a dangerous weapon, carrying weapons, and assault displaying a dangerous weapon. The charges follow an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred on Main Street in Exira at around 2 a.m. Wednesday. Dvorak was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Atlantic Police assisted in the investigation and arrest. The incident remains under investigation. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Atlantic Police Department reported on Thursday the arrest Wednesday of 26-year-old Jackie Ray Walters of Atlantic. Walters was arrested on a Cass County warrant for delivery of a controlled substance. He was transported to the Cass County Jail, booked in and held, pending a court appearance. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Thursday evening of a Corning man. 23-year-old Ian Gepner was taken into custody at around 6:15 p.m. on an Adams County warrant for supplying alcohol to a minor that resulted in injury. Authorities say the warrant stems from an incident which took place June 16th, where a person under the age of 21 who was allegedly on Gepner's property and had been drinking booze was injured. Gepner was being held in the Adams County Jail on $2,000 bond. Police in Red Oak report an alcohol-related arrest. On Thursday, 23-year-old Kylie Brian Karen of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 3:15 p.m. on West Coolbaugh Street. On a charge of OWI first offense, Karen was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Western Iowa judge has declined a new trial for a New Jersey man who was found guilty of running a nationwide prostitution ring. U.S. District Judge James Gritzner ruled Wednesday that the evidence supporting Janelle Bell's conviction on 12 counts of sex trafficking an interstate prostitute and testimony from a witness who didn't appear at the trial likely wouldn't have changed the outcome. The prosecutors say Bell was a pimp who ran an Arkansas-based traveling prostitution venture. He lured troubled young women to join under false promises of long-lasting relationships and coerced them through physical abuse and threats. Prosecutors uncovered the ring after an FBI agent posed as a customer in response to prostitution ads on Backpage.com in Omaha. The federal trial took place in Iowa because the venture traveled to Des Moines. Well, today marks the official start of summer. It's also the day for the 15th annual Cass County version of the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life event, which takes place this evening from 6 until 10 p.m. at the Atlantic High School track. Carol Schuler, chair of the Cass County Relay for Life, says it's a way to support cancer survivors and remember those who've lost their lives to cancer. Schuler says that support can come in many different ways.
I think the support that our community can show just by being out there and walking around the track or having a sandwich or even just sitting and watching in the stands, it makes all of us feel good. We do have a fun evening for family, for survivors, for teams, but whoever wants to participate. So it's a good night.
Schuler says while it's too late to become a member of a Relay for Life team to raise money for cancer research, it's not too late to participate in the event, and that's especially true for cancer survivors.
Absolutely. Anybody that wants to can come out and walk on the track. Probably the main thing that we talk about right now is the survivors. If you are a survivor, we sent out some letters, but not everyone got a letter. So we invite all survivors. A survivor is anyone who's been diagnosed with cancer for 1 minute or many years or many days. It doesn't matter. So those survivors are invited to come out at 4:30. Hy-Vee will be serving a free meal to a cancer survivor and their family member. If they can't walk the track for some reason, we have wheelchairs available, and then we invite them to put their candle on a huge cupcake, just a fun way for them to show the number of years they've survived.
Activities for the Relay for Life event start this morning at 8 o'clock with a tractor ride, which begins at the Cass County Fairgrounds. There's also a tractor show at Hy-Vee, which gets underway at 2:30. All the other activities will be held at the Atlantic High School track, including the serving of food beginning at 5 o'clock, thanks to the Kiwanis and CJ's Barbecue. Schuler says while they've had a cancer education tent for the past few years, this year they're placing a special emphasis on education to try and improve people's lives and prevent cancer.
We have participation from Coca-Cola, Iowa State University, Hy-Vee, American Cancer Society, and Midwest Dental, and they're making that education tent the place to be, the place to stop and see. Free door prizes, free water, just a great way to learn more healthy ideas of what you can do, what I can do, to have a better healthy lifestyle.
And that tent opens at 5:30. All the funds from the Cass County Relay for Life will go to the American Cancer Society to continue its programs of research, education, advocacy, and service to cancer patients. Last year's event raised around $74,000. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Gerda Dearson, age 83, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gerda Dearson will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Sandra Rayanne Sandy Speedling, age 70, of Earlham, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Sandy Speedling will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earling. Galen Smith, age 75, of Avoca, died Monday. Graveside services for Galen Smith will be today at 11 o'clock in the Minden Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Eva Lucille Pelzer, age 96, formerly of Atlantic, died June 14th in Indiana. Funeral services for Lucille Pelzer will be today at 2:30 in the chapel in Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Guy Barton, age 80, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died February 18th. Celebration of Life services for Guy Barton will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Bob Rogers, age 89, of Cumberland, died June 11th. Celebration of Life fellowship and luncheon for Bob Rogers will be Saturday at noon at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Jesse Scott Leeper, age 20, of Adair, died Wednesday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Funeral services for Jesse Leeper will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Adair Casey High School Gymnasium. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Dorothy Ann Becker, age 71, of Ames and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Israel Hospice House in Ames. Services for Dorothy Becker are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.